Well, hello, guys. Welcome to Chrisley Confessions. If you don't know who this is the one and only Savannah Chrisley. And I have my best friend, Chad, with me.
Hello, hello.
Y'all, I'm so excited to have him here with me. We are taking over for Mom and Dad today. They miss you guys and they appreciate you. But hey, you get the young, fun folks in here today. So we're ready to have some fun, answer some questions, and see where today's episode takes us.
Exactly.
So let's jump to the first caller.
Hi, Todd and Jimmy. I want to remain anonymous for this question. So I have a best friend, and she's also my cousin, so it's family. And she has had this whirlwind, I don't know what to call it, romance, I guess. So she met this guy last month at a wedding, and it's been like a month, and now they are engaged, and they set their wedding date for December. And I am just shocked. So the guy is like several years older than her. She's super young and he doesn't seem very ambitious. Let me just say she comes from money. He does not. You know, she's doing her thing. She travels. She's going to school. She works. But it seems like he doesn't feel like progressing in his career. And he's made that really clear to her. Not only that, they live on different sides of the country. So not only do they have cultural differences in that sense, but her dad is like not on board. And she's still going ahead with the wedding on his dime. Her mom, which is my mom's sister, is very supportive to my cousin. And she's also the kind of person that, like, gets won over with things. So the guy is, like, winning her over with, like, gifts. As a mom, I feel like she's not making the right decision. It's just hard for me to watch my friend and cousin go through this. And I don't know how to say it, but I really just want to tell her, please end this.
Wow.
Hello, Anonymous.
That was a lot. Yes. Let me first start off by saying she met this man and a month later is engaged and a wedding is in December. That is baffling to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nick and I, we did date a year, but y'all, that's a year. And then got engaged. But we're also taking our time with a wedding because I feel like it's so easy to be in that honeymoon phase for the first 6 months or the first year and think everything is amazing and perfect and nothing's wrong. And you need time to see the good, the bad, the ugly, and truly figure out who someone is.
Yes.
So that is just baffling to me.
You know, it seems crazy, but, you know, everybody's different. But, you know, my advice would be this. Obviously, you say she's your best friend and she's your cousin. It's okay to voice your opinion to somebody. It's all about the way you go about voicing your opinion to somebody. If you want to talk to your cousin, you could just talk to her from a place of concern. Just say, like, hey, listen, I want you to be happy. I just want to make sure you are happy. And just point out your concerns of why you think this shouldn't happen, but in a very caring way. Like, I'm coming to you from a place of concern. Because if you come at her and attack her, she's obviously going to resist. Because you know, when your parents tell you not to do something or when anybody tells you not to do something, you want to do it even more just because people are telling you not to.
Exactly. And Chad has done this with me. Some of my other best friends have done it with me. They will come to me and say, hey, Savannah, I know you're not going to like what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. And please don't take it in a hurtful manner. But this is what I have to say. And they continue on. And I can take that because I know it's coming from a place of love.
Right.
And I think if you love your cousin like you say you love her, you will be honest with her. Sometimes the truth hurts, but guess what? She's going to thank you in 5 years when she looks back and sees the mess that she was in. And for her mother to just go on with it
right.
is also shocking. But even more, you know, her dad, I've had conversations with my daddy about people that I've dated in the past.
Right.
And he told me at the time I was dating him, if you think I would ever pay for a wedding for you with this person, you've lost your damn mind.
Right. So if her dad's still yeah. paying for the wedding, even though he doesn't support it, that's kind of a little bit on him.
Yeah.
And I think, too, you know, after you voice your concern for your cousin, if she still continues to go through the wedding, the only thing you can do is support somebody through
See,
it and be there
and
for
I don't
it afterwards.
Think so. I do not think so.
But why?
Because if I don't support the decision that you're about to make, and I see it going south, then
right.
keep in mind, this girl comes from a family with money, and she's marrying somebody a couple months later who's right. got nothing, doesn't want to finish school.
Prenup.
Thank you.
You have to take care of yourself, but I would make sure she's taking care of the situation, make sure she's financially taking care of herself. And as long as she's doing that, really, if she's going to marry somebody, she's going to marry him.
Yeah, but I will say, coming from being in a situation like that before and dating someone I knew my family did not like, yes, I was able to keep it going for a couple of months, but then reality set in.
Right.
And I saw this person and the concerns that my parents voiced to me at one point,
right.
you know, that I threw off, they all started coming back. And I was like, all right, I may see this, I may see that.
Right.
And then I started seeing the relationship with my family kind of suffer because
yeah.
of me dating this person. So right. it's at the end of the day, no man or woman is worth losing your family over. So
I
feel like
that.
If she goes through with this, you voice your concerns on how you feel and distance yourself, because sometimes
right.
people need a little distance to truly see what's right. But with that being said, girl,
good luck, honey.
I'm going to pray for you. All right, guys. So you've heard my parents talk about Canvas people before, and I have to say, I am now obsessed with Canvas people. I have thousands and thousands and thousands of photos on my phone, and well, needless to say, it's taken up a huge bulk of my storage, and I need to do something with them. And kind of, honestly, the sad part about all this, so I have so many photos, but yet the walls of my home are just blank. I maybe have like 3 or 4 photos in my house, and that is it. So I've decided to go to Canvas People now. I mean, Canvas People prints your favorite photos on Canvas for really unique and beautiful prints. I mean, they're basically museum quality prints. If you've ever seen photographs printed on Canvas in art museums and galleries, that's the kind of quality you can expect. I mean, my parents have some, and I literally fell in love. These are great for decor. The prints are like pieces of artwork. And with Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. So guys, it's a no-brainer. This is great for a birthday gift or a Mother's Day, Father's Day gift, anniversary. It's so quick and easy. And now, as a special limited time offer, Canvas People is offering their popular 11 by 14 canvases for free. That's right, free. These normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. I mean nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text CC to 484848. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer will not last, so text CC to 484848. That's CC to 484848. Message and data rates may apply.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Skylar calling from Michigan. I love your podcast, and I just had a question to call in. So I am moving in with my boyfriend. I don't know what you guys thought on that. I'm sure Savannah and Nick were together before they were married. We do plan on getting married, just not yet. And one of the reasons for that is because of money, honestly. I mean, it's so expensive to get married now. I'm sure you guys know that with planning their wedding. But my question to you is, I would never want to tell my boyfriend how to spend his money, but he does make a ton more money than I do. And so in getting this apartment, it's become really evident that it's way easier for him to pay for things than it is for me to pay for things since I'm just out of college and just got a job. So my question is, what should I say to him, or should I even say anything to him about how easy it is for him to pay for things and how not easy it is for me to pay for things so that maybe he could cover a little bit more than I have to cover? Because I would never want to tell him how to spend his money. Thanks, and I hope you guys have a really great day.
Ooh, Skylar from Michigan. You just touched on a touchy subject here.
Yes.
We have all had those difficulties when dating people. You know, you live with your boyfriend, and that is, you know, I like to say, whatever works for you is what works for you. Don't let anybody else make you feel bad for it. If y'all live together and it's working, then good for y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes people need that to know truly who someone is, because you really don't know who somebody is until after you live with them.
Right.
And with the whole money situation,
finances are always very difficult, but they also have to be addressed in order to have balance and in order to make a relationship work.
Exactly. Because if you don't address it, then resentment builds.
Right.
And your boyfriend, if he is making so much more money than you, you know, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter if he's making more money than you, less than you, whatever. You, in my opinion, do not have the right to tell someone else how to spend their money. Right. You just don't. If your significant other is not putting your life in jeopardy and they're still able to provide and they're being smart, then you can't tell them what they can and cannot do with their money.
Right. Well, I think what she's saying is that he makes more money and she doesn't make money. So she thinks that he should pay, that he could be able to pay more than her because she can't afford some things.
Yeah.
And here's what I'll say about that. If that's the case, a healthy, simple discussion to say that, but like in a way to where you're coming from, again, a place of concern, but just say, you know, like, I can't afford this, but I can do this. You have to contribute in other ways. Like, if you can't afford to pay such and such, and he can, then you have to contribute in a different way by, like, making sure the place is always cleaned, or maybe cooking, or maybe picking up, or, you know, whatever it is that you can do. But there has to be some sort of balance to counteract the imbalance of the monetary situation.
Exactly. All it takes is one conversation. And if there's one thing I can say, it's you have to be honest.
Yep.
The truth may hurt sometimes.
Right.
But no one can ever say that you didn't say so. And you know what? It's okay to look at him and say, you know what? I can't afford this right now. So can we please move somewhere to where the rent is cheaper so we can do it together?
Right.
Or you're going to have to take care of this, because at the end of the day, if you say, you know, I've even had friends and their significant others, you know, their significant others, like, hey, you want something that's $5,000. I can contribute $1,500.
Right.
Like, that's all that I can contribute. So let's get something less expensive, or you can pay the remainder.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's like Chad said, it's all about communication. If your communication on finances is not where it should be, well, honey, there's going to be some drama.
Right. And it's all about the approach. Honesty is the best policy, and communication. As long as you have those things, things should really work out.
And make sure that you communicate with your partner. Mm. See, I kind of have an issue with that. I don't really communicate well. with Nick at times, and I communicate with, like,
Chad. She communicates
with
her friends or her family, but doesn't necessarily communicate sometimes as well with Nick. So we're like, girl, you probably need to talk to him about that.
Exactly.
So, Skylar, you know, good luck with everything. Again, communicate, be respectful, and hopefully everything works out for you.
Yes. Next caller.
Hi, my name is Grace. I'm calling from Michigan. I just wanted to say, I know everyone is such a big fan of Nanny Faye, and I really am too, but honestly, my heart belongs to Chase. I also think that Savannah is probably the closest thing I can get to having an idol that's not simple. One thing that I am struggling with lately is I have pretty tight morals. I've been raised pretty strictly. And a lot of the guys, I'm in college, a lot of the guys that I'm looking for like, potential futures, they all don't have the same morals as me. I'm really into not committing to sex before marriage. I want to stay a virgin until my wedding night. But a lot of the guys that I am really interested in don't have that same view. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it's bad for me to possibly go into a relationship with someone who doesn't have those same morals? But, you know, like I said, huge fan. Love you guys.
Hi, Grace from Michigan. So I know you told my mom and dad that your heart belongs to Chase, and I'm like an idol. That's not simple. And guess what? It's me now. So I get to answer your question. You know what? I can relate. Growing up with strict values, I went to a private Christian school my entire life, then on to a Christian college for a year. And, you know, it's difficult growing up and having a lot of these values and rules and everything placed upon you and feeling like you have to live up to them. And if I could say one thing, it would be to kind of take a step back and see how you were raised and the things that you were taught. And sometimes it's okay to disagree with the things that your parents, you know, like how they Right. raised you. Sometimes it's okay to be yourself and to kind of follow your own path. But at the end of the day, don't get lost. You know, Right. you know who you are. You do know how you were raised. Right. And there is something to be said for people who still have their morals and their values. And Right. if a man doesn't appreciate that, then that's his loss, because I'm sorry, but these yeah. men are going to end up with these some women. I just, Chad, you
yeah,
go
okay,
on.
Okay, so here's it. The deal. The thing about it is it's very amazing that you have the morals and the values that you do. And, you know, finding a partner, a guy in college that may have the same exact morals or values may not be something that you find. But if you find the partner that's right for you, let's just say they have had sex before marriage. Everybody makes mistakes. Not everybody's perfect. But once you're in a relationship with him, if he respects the fact that you want to remain a virgin until you're married, then, I mean, if you're in love with this person, and it doesn't mean that he's perfect, but it means he may be perfect for you. As long as he respects your morals and values, I think it's okay to enter a relationship yes. with this person.
Yes, 100%. Know? Because if you find a man that respects where you're coming from, and he may not be coming from the same place, like, I think you have kind of hit the lottery, because you know what? When someone truly loves and cares about you, you're the holy grail to them.
Right.
So I say you stand firm in your values and your beliefs.
Right.
Don't let anyone change that. Don't fall into what society is saying you should or should not do. And you know what? You will find the right person. You
right.
pray to God. God has had that man picked out for you since before you were ever conceived. So,
right.
you know, they're going to be placed right in front of your face.
Yes.
You just sometimes need to be a little patient.
Right. And I'm not saying that you're not going to find a man who also is not a virgin before marriage. But
I mean, yeah, it's 2019. That's
yeah.
a little difficult,
yeah.
Chad.
It
come
is.
On.
It's not a bad thing, but it's a rare thing, I think, today. And so, you know, I would just say, open your heart and open your mind to people who may not be exactly where you are in their morals and values, but as long as they respect yours, then it should work
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And so, too, you know what? The Lord has always said he will lead the non-believers to the believers.
That's right.
And vice versa. So who knows? There may be a man that comes into your life and he is lost and doesn't know where to turn, and you could be that turning point for him. So just keep yeah. your mind open and good luck. Next
good
caller.
Luck.
Hi, Chris Lees. My name is Sean, and I'm from North Carolina. I just had a question for Savannah. Savannah, was it hard for your mom when you turned 18 for you to leave the house and for her to adjust to that? Just wanted to know. Love you guys. Came to Nashville, saw you guys and everything, and loved it. Thank you.
I'm not Savannah, so obviously Savannah's here today, so she's going to answer this for you.
Yes, I am. Hey, Sean from North Carolina. So, yeah, I actually graduated high school at 17, and I moved out about a month before my 18th birthday. And it was really hard on my parents, but I think it was honestly harder on me because I am so close to my family. I'm such a homebody. I mean, I moved out, but yet I drove back home every single weekend until my parents moved up here to Nashville. So it was hard on them, but you know what? They got through it. And too, I think what helped was like, I think I called them like 10 times a day asking them how to do things. So
especially
it's,
cooking.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to move out from your mom and dad's house, especially when your mom cooks every single night, home cooked from scratch meals.
Yes, I know. So you know what? It's going to be hard, but I know you're going to get through it. Next caller.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Erin and I'm calling from Texas. I love your show and your podcast, so I figured I would turn to you guys to get some advice. So me and my boyfriend have been together now for 3.5 years, and there's some struggle with his mom. She seems to put her head into our relationship and give advice where advice isn't needed, as well as push the way that she feels onto him. And it carries through into arguments and disagreements that we may have to the point where it's really uncomfortable for me to be around her. Just because I now know things that I'm not supposed to know because he tells me, or like I said, they kind of get pushed into our relationship. So I wasn't sure what kind of advice you have for dealing with friction between parents of somebody you are in a serious relationship with, and how to properly go about that and handling those situations when I can't actually confront her about them because I'm not supposed to know some of those things. Thanks for your advice.
Hi, Erin from Texas. So y'all have been dating 3.5 years now. You know, I will say, speaking from personal experience, when family gets involved in your relationship, it can be very difficult. And two, you know, I don't know if your boyfriend's a mama's boy or what's going on, but sometimes it's hard for them to stand their ground. And, you know, I will say there have been times with Nick to where he's kind of stood his ground against his family, and I've stood my ground against my family, because for he and I, we were each other's priority. And I think that's what's so hard for people to realize is, you know, whenever you come together with someone, it's you and them now. So what your parents say or what your friends say, you know, that's
you obviously
a
take
one.
It into consideration, but I'll say this as well, speaking from a male point of view, you know, with your parents and stuff, obviously he's telling you a lot of things about his mom and stuff that you said that his mom doesn't know that you know, but also her potentially overstepping her boundaries, which is interfering into your relationship, is something you should have a conversation with him about. But tread lightly, because here's the deal.
I tell people,
I can talk about my mom, I can talk about my dad, I can talk about my family, but I don't want anybody else talking about them. Mm-hmm. I get very defensive.
You come after, mention my family.
It's on.
It's on.
So, you know, the thing about it is, if she's truly interfering and if she's genuinely causing you problems in your relationship, it is okay to talk to your boyfriend and say, hey, listen, we have to deal with our situations and our lives, and this is causing interference and it's causing, you know, hard feelings and stuff, and they shouldn't be there. So, you know, the thing about it is, you don't interfere in his parents' marriage. He doesn't interfere in his parents' marriage. You know, his parents aren't going to be around forever. So you guys have to build a happy, healthy relationship with you guys and figure out a way to communicate with each other's parents.
You hear that? Communication.
Communication is the key.
It is way easier said than done. But girl, just try to communicate. Be calm, be respectful, because
set
at the
boundaries.
End
it's okay
of the
to have
day,
boundaries.
Yes, it's okay to have boundaries.
Healthy boundaries.
But at the end of the day, respect is key.
Yep.
Even with his family. You know, they may make you mad, they may hurt your feelings, but the more you respect them, they see the type of person that you are. Mm-hmm. So just stay strong, push through it. If he's worth it, then you'll keep fighting.
Yeah.
So
good luck.
Good luck, and next caller.
Hey, this is for Savannah when she takes over next week. I just want to know, I've been following you on Instagram, and I don't know if this has been posted or not, but what is your ideal wedding? Locale, theme, color scheme, etc. This may not be something you want to talk about in that particular venue, but I was curious. I know it sounds like fluff, but I'm curious anyway. Thanks. Love you guys.
Hi there. So, yes, when it comes...
Let me answer this. Her ideal location would be probably the Taj Mahal, and she would probably get, you know, dropped off in a helicopter in a princess ball, and it would explode and fireworks would shoot off. And
I mean, that would be amazing. No. You know what? My wedding has been something that Dad and I have planned, I feel like, my entire life. So it's... You know, it'll be something big and fun and exciting. Right now, you know, we're slowly planning. We're getting some ideas together, but we are taking our time. I mean, Nick and I, we wanted a longer engagement. We just want to enjoy things, take our time. And, you know, there's no need to rush it whenever you have the rest of your life. But don't get me wrong, I have got my dress picked out. Well, one of them.
Unless y'all don't know from watching the show, Todd Chrisley and Savannah Chrisley are perfectionists. So, you know, perfection takes time and it's not going to happen overnight.
Yes, you said that right. Perfection takes time and it's not happening overnight. So just stay tuned and I can't wait for you to see the wedding.
Dun, dun, dun.
Next caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Haley and I'm from Texas. I absolutely love y'all's show. I've been watching since the very beginning, so I feel like I've been with y'all through it all. But I have a question, and maybe Savannah will be able to answer this. I was in a relationship with a guy, and everything was just perfect, and we got along really well together, and then just one day, he kind of broke it off, and I'm still just kind of, like, heartbroken and upset, and I don't know if I should wait around because I truly believe that that's the person that God has set for me. So any insight to how maybe y'all deal with heartbreak or Savannah dealt with it and that kind of stuff would be great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hi there, Haley from Texas.
Haley from Texas. I'm going to jump right in here because y'all know I'm a hairstylist. So I'm also, you know, your hairstylists are like therapists. So I've heard so many different scenarios of so many different relationships. But let me just say this. Okay, so you were in a perfect relationship and all of a sudden this guy broke it off with you out of nowhere. Obviously, there's something going on with him and it's hard to not, you know, take it on personally, like what happened. But here's the deal. When somebody treats you like an option and not like a priority, then, you know, it probably wasn't meant to be in the first place.
Without a doubt, you know, and we've all had that one relationship to where that has happened to us. I had it, you know, and the funny thing about it was at the beginning of the relationship, like it was fun and, you know, but I wasn't like all into it, you know.
But
like,
when you first start off in a relationship, or even when you're in a relationship for a long time, when you're in it, it feels like this is the one, this is the person.
It was funny for me how it happened was at the beginning of the relationship, like I didn't necessarily think that, you know. But then a couple months into it, I was like, oh dang, like I'm in love with this person, and right. Then that's when he up and left me, you right. know. So I know the feeling of like being head over heels in love with someone and thinking that's your person and then them just leaving and things, you know, falling apart. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if there was another girl in your situation or what. I mean, there's something going on, but you just have to believe
right.
that God has something better in store for you. You don't sit around and wait on this man.
Mm-mm.
Nuh-uh. We don't do that.
If somebody doesn't want to be with you and they show you who they are, then pay attention.
Exactly.
Because the person that wants to be with you, the person that's going to commit to you, they're going to work through the bad times just as well as the good times.
Exactly. So you stay strong. Try your hardest.
They're coming. They're
yes.
coming. They're around the corner.
Try
girl.
Your hardest to move on because, girl, you deserve better. You deserve someone who is going to put you in front of anyone else and anything else. So this man, he just was not for you, but there's something better on the way. So
good
next
luck.
Caller.
Hi, Savannah. It is Shelley from Cincinnati, Ohio. I just wanted to say happy birthday. And what's it like being 22? And I know you probably get asked this a lot, but what is your favorite food to eat? Thanks. Have a great day.
Hi, Shelley from Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been to Cincinnati before. It was a pretty cool place. But, happy 22nd birthday. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Honestly.
Hey, I don't know about you. I'm feeling 22.
I love y'all. All right. Well, I love you, Chad. And Shelley, I love you too. But that was like the highlight of my day, was being like, oh my gosh, I can now sing that song 22 by Taylor Swift. This is awesome. But 22 really doesn't feel any different. And I have to say, my favorite food, my mom is cooking. You can never go wrong with, but I do love me some good Mexican food, chips and salsa. Ooh, life. But yes. Next question.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Franny Velasquez. I'm calling from San Diego. I just have a quick question. I do love your show. I just found out you guys had a podcast, and I absolutely love it. My question is regarding my current relationship. We've been through some rough patches. We've been together for going on over two and a half years. I feel like he's still stuck in the same spot, but is oblivious, I guess I want to say, to his current situation. He doesn't celebrate anniversaries and all that stuff. I have yet to receive flowers from him. So long story short, my question is, how do I know when enough is enough? And how do I handle it? Because I have all the love and care for him. I love him to death. It's just, he sees no wrong in what he's doing. And that isn't the way he's treating me. It's, how can I continue to build something with someone if I feel like he can't take care of himself? I'm confused. I know in my heart that I do love him. I don't know. Don't know if he could help me, but anyways, I'll continue to support you guys and your show and your podcast. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, girls. So it's Savannah today. I know, from San Diego, one of my favorite places of all time. So you've been dating someone for 2.5 years, and I just want to point out one thing. You asked, when do I know when enough is enough? The fact that you asked that question.
You already know.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's hard. And I am a firm believer that you can love someone and you can feel that love, but that just may not be the person for you. You know, the longer you're with someone, you see you're either growing together or someone's growing at a little bit faster pace than the other, and that's okay. But when you're growing at two completely different paces, one is going insanely fast and one's just staying still. Sometimes I just feel like it's okay for this to not be that relationship for you. It's right. Okay for it to not be the end game, because in 2.5 years, you have learned so much that you can take to the next relationship. Right. And it's okay to love someone and that not be the right person for you.
Right. And also, I think, too, you know, we all have different love languages. And if he's not addressing or giving you those, your love languages, which it definitely does not seem like he is.
I mean, if he's not celebrating anniversaries right. 2 years in, honey.
You should be able to, again, here we go with communication. If you've communicated these things to him and say, hey, these are important to me, and he's not addressing them, that just goes to show that he doesn't care enough about you or your relationship to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
So you saying when is enough is enough. Well, honey, take the L out of lover, because it's over. Enough is enough.
Yeah, I think Chad said it for you. So next caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie and Savannah. I never call into podcasts for anything, so I can't believe I'm doing this. But I just listened to your recent podcast, and you guys said that Savannah was going to be on for the next week. And I just wanted to know, Savannah, were you expecting the proposal from Nick? I think you all are wonderful, and I think you guys are doing amazing work in the world and making people's lives better. So thank you all for everything, and congratulations, Savannah.
Thank you so much for calling in. When it comes to the proposal,
I can tell you I was there.
Chad was there. I kind of had an idea, y'all.
She knew something was going on because it was Christmas Eve.
Yes, it was Christmas Eve. We were filming. Everyone was acting weird.
Because they normally would not film on Christmas Eve. Yeah. But we played it off. I felt like we played it off pretty well.
You played it off pretty well. But at the same time, my mama also had floating candles sitting at her front door that had just been delivered. So I was like, why is there floating candles here? What's going on? You know, so there were little things that kind of set me off, but I didn't really think anything was happening till the day of. And then I started freaking out and I called my best friend and I was like, Blaine, I think this is happening. Like, holy crap. I cannot believe this is about to happen. She was like, no, Savannah, like, what are you talking about? Like, if Nick was going to do that, he would tell me. Like, I would know, on and on and on. And she made me believe it wasn't happening. Meanwhile,
she knew.
The entire time.
We all played it off pretty well. And I think we played into Savannah's emotions. I mean, she was pretty riled up. And then, you know, her mom had to fake it and pretend like she forgot the ham. And of course, you know, Savannah being perturbed that she's having a film on Christmas Eve, she ran off. So it was a perfect scenario. And I feel like we pulled it off without a hitch.
Yes, they did. So we are, I mean, it all ended up so great.
And
yeah, so we're just excited. Thank you so much. Next caller.
Hey guys, this is Helen and I'm from Ohio, but I'm moving to the Nashville area for college and I am taking out some student loans and stuff, and I just wanted your advice for a like broke college kid in the Nashville area. Thanks, love your show, bye.
Helen, you're moving to Nashville.
Oh gosh, everybody moves to Nashville, girl.
Welcome, first of all. Come on, bring it on. And you know, the thing about it is, Nick just got his real estate license. I just passed my test to get my real estate license. So, you know, I think I know the area pretty well. I've been here for like 15 years. I guess some advice, you know, if you've got student loans and you're a broke college kid, there's plenty of places around here, you know, places to live. There's rooms for rent. You know, just be very cautious. You know, take somebody with you when you're going to look at these places.
Yes.
But there's some really amazing areas in Nashville for broke college kids to live. And also, it's growing so tremendously and so fast that there's always something new out there for you to find. So if you're coming from Ohio and you're coming to Nashville, we'll be here. And
we are happy to welcome you here.
Yes.
I mean, it's Nashville is amazing.
It is.
You're going to love it. And the best part about it is I feel like there are so many jobs to be gotten here, like literally on every corner. Mm-hmm. So like there are so many cool restaurants and bars and just so many cool places. So girl, you are going to be great. And Nashville is going to welcome you with open arms
because
we love everybody coming here.
Yes. Next caller.
Hello, Chrisley family. My name is Brenda. I don't know if I should get my last name, but I'm from New Jersey. I'm 25 years old. I am huge fans of your show. I just have a question, maybe for Savannah. So I think we're like the same age. How do you manage dealing with time, like with your family and more importantly, your parents? Like how do you find time to just bond with them? And when you do bond with them, like what do you do?
All right, guys, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, Brenda or Linda from New Jersey.
Yes, sorry. The audio is a little bit.
So to answer your question, you know, I am 22 years old, but I also feel like I'm not like a ton of 22-year-olds out there. For me, you know, I have my few best friends and they're considered family to me. But other than that, that's it. You know, I don't have this huge friend group. I'm not really into going out and acting a fool and doing all that. For me, My work is my priority and my family. So when I'm not working, I'm with my family. I mean, you can ask Chad. Like, I'm at my parents' house almost every night for dinner. Yes. You know, Chad comes over sometimes.
I'm over there all the time.
So family is everything. And just keep that in the back of your mind and always remember that, because these so-called friends will go sometimes, but your family will always be there. And whenever I say family, that can be your blood, but also the people that you get to choose are family. Right. Just because you're blood with people doesn't mean that that's your family.
Yep.
You know, we get to have the family that we create and just make them a priority, because they're not here forever.
Yeah. And, you know, Savannah is with her parents a lot. And again, I'm over there a lot. And, you know, the bonding that she has with her parents, and honestly, the best way to bond sometimes is over dinner. You know, you talk, you put your cell phones down, which is what they all do.
Play cards.
We all play cards, which I would not recommend playing cards.
Chad's just not a great card player.
That's a lie. You can be whatever kind of card player, but they do play cards a lot. But it usually ends in a war of somebody getting mad and leaving. Hint, hint, me. Or Nick or anybody, you know, because Savannah and her dad are relentless when it comes to spades. But, you know, spending time with your family over dinner, over cards, over board games, I mean, that's what she does with her family. And it's awesome. I mean, family's, like she said, the most important thing.
Yeah. So just keep them a priority. And with that being said, I think it's time to wrap up for the day. And I just want to take a second and talk to you guys and just thank you so much for your love and your support over the years. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, my family would not be where we are today. And, you know, life has a way of just throwing you some curveballs. You know what? And when life throws them to you, you catch them and you figure out how to deal with them. And with our family, we are staying strong. We know that God has got our back and our fans have our back. And the truth always wins. So with that being said, God is our center. We're keeping close to each other. We're keeping close to you guys. So we believe in you. You believe in us. And let's keep this thing going, and I can't wait to hear Mom and Dad next week on Chrisley Confessions.
Bye.